Since the start of the war in Iraq, soldiers in the Army's 3rd Infantry Division have gone away from home twice. The first time, the division raced to Baghdad and was away from home for a year. Then the troops went away for a second year in Iraq. Now their families are struggling with the soldiers' return to life at home, even as they consider the possibility of going back to Iraq again. The 3rd Infantry is based at Fort Stewart, Georgia. And this morning, NPR's Kathy Lohr has the first of two reports on that base in a nearby town.
The Army is trying to help families reunited after the latest year-long absence, offering programs and workshops for soldiers. But the real work of reconnecting is left up to individual families who want to make their relationships successful.
Shh, tell them to baby sleep and tell them to be quiet.
Jane Stetson holds her 16-month-old daughter, JoJo, as she plays with the doll on the floor of the Club Stewart Ballroom. They're here for a group meeting to help children and parents deal with problems after deployment. Stetson's husband, Sergeant First Class Bart Owen, says when he got back to Georgia, so much had changed.
I came back home and I didn't know what the rules were. My wife has rules, her own rules, and she doesn't write them down. But
they might change daily.
I was breaking the rules and letting my kids break the rules because right. I didn't know that they were the rules.
The difficult military lifestyle and a feeling of raising her children alone led Jane Stetson to get a divorce. But when the couple was apart, she says they talked almost every night on the phone and remarried a year later. Now they're compiling a list of rules for their three children.
What's number one? Rule number one.
And it's not for her. It's for the oldest one. You don't bite, hit, or touch your brother.
Okay.
And the mouth and back is, yeah.
So, Bart, do you know any of the other ones? No snacks before dinner? Because weren't you getting in trouble for that one?
I was getting in trouble for the snacks after dinner. So no snacks
when
after
the kids
dinner.
Wouldn't eat, yeah,
if they don't eat their dinner, they don't get snacks. So
that's a rule. Yeah.
I try to make the covert overt.
Carla Hillen is a clinical social worker and soldier family life consultant at Fort Stewart.
What's the undercurrent? You know, is it trust? Is it, you know, is it the mother-in-law? You know, is it the finances? You know, what is it? You know, bringing that specific issue out and just dealing with it, just, you know, bringing it out on the table. And, you know, and teaching them how to communicate.
Although Hillen's office is about 20 miles off post, 75% of her practice is with military families. She says those who have healthy marriages before deployment usually come back to healthy marriages. The danger is that some expect problems to disappear while they're gone. That doesn't happen. The stress of multiple deployments is beginning to show. Soldiers at Fort Stewart know they'll be going back to Iraq. They just don't know when. Hillen says that is causing some spouses to withdraw.
You know, I'm supposed to reconnect with them. We're supposed to reconnect with the family. And he's just going to leave again anyway. So why should we reconnect? Just go out in the garage and work on your truck. You know, we don't want you around here because we can't count on you. Oh, yeah, that's clearly a frustration.
For others, after soldiers come home and the initial honeymoon period has worn off, the situation can be much more troubling. Specialist Larry Long and his wife Jackie meet privately with Hillen.
So did you know when you married him that he was going to go active?
I really never thought that I would wind up being married to somebody in the military because, for one thing, I don't like being left alone, and I know that that was their job.
Jackie Long is a bit jittery, constantly tapping her foot. Larry appears uninterested, rarely reacting to anything his wife of 9 months says. The couple met at a Golden Corral steakhouse in Alabama, dated for a short time, and married just 3 months before he deployed to Iraq.
It seems like she has the Iraqi-itis, like she done went over there and heard bombs go off around her head.
Yeah, because I missed you, because you were gone, because I was afraid that something was going to happen to you. When you were over there, I have the same kind of mentality every other soldier's wife have when they leave, because you never know. I'm the one that sat back on that field that day, up there, and had to watch you leave, and had to soak in the mentality, okay, that could be the last time I saw your little natural black behind. You didn't know whether you were coming back or not. You didn't know what you had to endure when you got over there. But nobody seemed to be thinking about that but me.
Jackie Long talks about being scared to answer her door for fear that Larry would be one of the dead or injured. Larry questions whether his wife was unfaithful while he was away. She denies it. They're worried about money and the in-laws.
How motivated are you to keep this marriage going?
Carla Hillen, the social worker and family life consultant at Fort Stewart, asks a tough question, one this military husband does not want to answer. The question hangs out there uncomfortably. Can they hold their marriage together with another deployment looming sometime in the next year? Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
This is the first of two reports, and in the second one, tomorrow, we'll look at how the war in Iraq has affected some businesses near Fort Stewart. By the way, Captain Jeff Townsend was in Iraq when his daughter Viola was born, and you can hear the story of how father and daughter met upon his return by going to our website, npr.org.